Thank you. Cheers.
Tell us.
It's a real pleasure.
Tell us what you had to do to get there.
I entered this a competition, and there was a few different rounds that I had to sort of go through, and performances. First of all, the first stage was like a submission application, and then once I got to the second stage, I did an audition in front of lecturers at the Conservatorium, Hedberg Conservatorium of Music, UTAS Conservatorium, and then I got a call back to do a final evening, sort of open to, semi-open to public performance, mostly just family and guests of university and the prize patrons and, you know, family of the three finalists that made it through to that round, and it was announced on the night, and I won it. That's essentially what happened, and yeah, it was an awesome feeling, and yeah, it's been great. We're in Devonport at the moment, and as you said before, playing tonight in Ulverston, and yeah, this is our second stop, and it's been great so far, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to tonight and for the rest of the tour as well.
So you've hit the road with a free concert of lovely songs. You've called it Rivets and Ribbons. Now, what's the connection between that particular title and your experience with Monique Brumby?
Good question. So the title of the tour is actually the title name of the song that I started writing with Monique as my songwriting tutor in the conservatorium one day. I think it was end of last year, second semester of last year, which is my first year, and Monique was my tutor at the time, and we'd have a fortnightly songwriting session, and on this particular day we were doing a object writing exercise, and we both started jotting down as quickly as we could, just, you know, random sentences, as much as we could write, essentially, speed writing in 5 minutes. And on that particular day, we were in a room with a nice north-facing window, and it kind of looks over what was sort of a temporary construction site above the Theatre Royal in Hobart,
right.
And there was these sort of corrugated galvanised iron walls that were sort of covering the structure, and they were painted white, and there was these bronze kind of rivets that were kind of nailed into them. And then I was like, oh, that's kind of, looking at it, I was like, that's kind of ominous, maybe I'll write about that.
Yeah.
And in the distance was this beautiful, beautiful clear day with some clouds, and I was like, oh, that's a bit like life, you know, the juxtaposition of life, you know, the good and the bad, and when you sometimes you feel on top of the world, sometimes you're not feeling too great, and so the first line that Monique and myself, the first words actually that we'd written for our exercise was rivet, and so we just kind of looked at each other after we'd shared what we'd done for the exercise, and we just kind of had a little freak out moment that we'd chosen the same word.
Yeah, right.
And from that on, I knew it was kind of serendipitous. It needed attention, and so that was sort of the beginning of the song that I ended up writing, which is entitled "Rivets and Ribbons," and what the tour is named after.
And your love of music, I love the story. You know, growing up listening to your parents' and grandparents' collections. What was in among those records back in the day?
My dad is Māori, and he grew up in New Zealand, so he listened to a lot of reggae music and soul music, and like a lot of Stevie Wonder and Donny Hathaway and Aretha Franklin and Bob Marley, and but he also loved, like, you know, classic rock, a little bit of like kind of more fusion-y stuff like Steely Dan, and listened to some jazz. My mum loved Billie Holiday and Ella and Louie, and so it was sort of a mix of different, really eclectic mix of stuff. They listened to a lot of neo soul, like Maxwell and Sade and Michelle and Deidre Cello and stuff like that.
So does that come through in your music?
For sure. I think, yeah, depending on my mood, there'll be a bit more of like a tinge of something leaning towards something else. But I guess it all sort of seeps through, because I guess all my musical inspiration sort of stems from those early days of listening to those records. You know, my grandparents are listening to a lot of crooner music, like easy listening music, and, you know, Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley and Righteous Brothers and stuff like that. So that kind of seeps through in some ways as well. And then later on down the years, you know, getting into rock music and stuff, and that kind of creeps through too. And so, yeah, it's a real sort of melting pot of different styles and different genres, that I guess.
And all depends on whether you're having a rivet kind of a day or a ribbon kind of day.
Exactly, yeah. Totally.
Mate, so you're on at the Wharf in Ulverston tonight. Free concert tickets through Eventbrite?
Yep.
Awesome.
Offer-prize.eventbrite.com.au.
Well, hopefully we can fill a room there tonight and enjoy your music. Cheers for your time this afternoon. And again, congratulations on being the winner of UTAS's 2021 Awesome Music Prize. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.